you know, he's doing it his way. And I think as a young coach sometimes in the league, you get caught up in trying to please management and you know, do the things that are sort of politically correct. And you know, he's come in and said, hey, I'm going to do it my way. I'm going to coach these guys the way I feel is best. And I think he's just really trained, staying true to himself as a coach. And he's just done a wonderful job. And, you know, I've said it all along. He's certainly responsible for us being in this position we're in. And he's done a good job of managing us and managing the emotions, you know, throughout this series. So, you know, Alvin was great then, but he's even better now.
Caps, you guys seem to almost capture the imagination of basketball fans around the country. Why do you think that might be? The way you guys play is kind of...
You know, I think people naturally are attracted to sort of the underdogs, and, you know, it's probably the same reason why a lot of people during the Final Four were cheering for Butler over Duke. You know, people like to see upsets, and you know, I think we have good guys, we have character guys, and we really I think represent what a team is. You know, guys supporting, cheering for each other, going out and collectively trying to get the job done, and. You know, and I think historically the Suns are just fun to watch, you know. So if you kind of throw all that together, I think that's why people outside of the L.A. area are following us and excited about this team.
Jay Rich was taking all the responsibility. It's the only time he can box out the whole game. But you guys aren't playing fingers. I mean, a whole bunch of things happen.
Yeah, I mean... You know, Jay's one of our best defensive rebounders. He's been great for us all season and all playoffs. But, you know, the game doesn't come down to one play. We watch tape and we see a lot of things we can improve upon. The stretch there in the second quarter offensively wasn't great. You know, our turnover, I think their points off turnovers and offensive rebounds was just too much. And so I think our half-court defense, when we defended them and got the rebound, it actually was pretty good, you know. And giving them second chance points and transition points off turnovers, you can't defend those plays. So there's things offensively and defensively that we looked at that we can improve upon. But with that said, we're confident. It was kind of an emotional roller coaster there the last few seconds of the game. But I think immediately as soon as we got in the locker room, we're not even wasting time or energy on that loss. Let's just take the positives from that game and get ready and prepare for game six.
You know, there's been a number of players on the team that have never been in an elimination game. How do you think they respond?
You know, there's a lot of guys that haven't been in the conference finals, and so this team is fine. You know, I'm total confidence in our team that, you know, these next, at least tomorrow, we're going to come out and give our all. We're going to play hard. We're going to compete. And we believe that we're going to win the game. And so we know it's not going to be easy. We know the Lakers want to end it tomorrow. But we're excited. We look forward to this. Not the first time our backs have been against the wall. And, you know, we'll come out with a lot of energy.